code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
For newcomers, I always suggest you make use of the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and if you can struggle through the over 1,000 audios for download, you'll really understand the system you're born into, and you'll learn that nothing happens on a big scale, a world scale, even a national scale by chance. There are big organizations that have been running the world for a long time, and these organizations work outside the governments. They have most of their members, in fact, a lot of the members in governments, they place them there. And they've been there for 100 years, going towards what's often called a new world order. It's a new planned society, a world order across the whole planet. And they're backed by the biggest international money vendors in the world, who started the whole thing up, of course. And they use universities and various other institutions and foundations to attain their goals. They can work in centuries, in fact. Remember, one foundation with maybe one or two directions to go in and two objectives to fulfill can go for 200 years and never change their aim, their sights. They never get off their sight. They can keep pushing and pushing and ultimately get what they want done in society. So remember, nothing happens. In fact, your government really is almost a rubber stamp and a show for the public to believe in. That's what your government is reduced to today, basically. They rubber stamp the big instructions come down from the United Nations organizations, which the foundations work through. In fact, they own them. And basically, that's how things are done in this world. So help yourself with the audios. And remember, you bring me to you, because I'm not backed by advertisers. I could be, certainly, and I'd be better off, too, if I did. But I'd also be kind of beholden to them as well. It kind of restricts your speech in some areas. So it's up to you. If you want to keep me going, you can buy the books and just cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And you can donate as well. From the US to Canada, go into the website. You'll find out how to do it. You can still use a personal check to Canada from the States. And you can also use an international postal money order from your post office in the States as well. You can use send cash or you can use PayPal across the world. You're stuck with Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. But as I say, what I do here is chronicle the events, go back to the past to show you the different organizations and foundations that were set up in the late 1800s, the beginning of the 20th century, actually, and they've never ever stopped. Every prime minister, every president that's been in power since the late 1800s has been a member of an organization that ultimately was called the Council on Foreign Relations or the Royal Institute for International Affairs for Britain. They have these organizations across the whole planet, and you haven't been run by your own government. You haven't had your own government for an awful long time, and that's just a fact. As I say, too, there's a big plan, too. So if you understand the past, where it all came from, and the foundations that were worked or set up by these rich, powerful people, so-called philanthropists, you'll find that they've shaped the direction of the world for over 100 years, well over 100 years. And that's in all fields, too. Medicine, even down to euthanasia today. Specialized foundations have funded the whole movement and put out their massive writings on why we should do it over a century. Same with integration of the continent of Europe and into one big system, and the same with the North American agreements as well. That was all drafted up an awful long time ago, all these plans. So you're living through a script. If you understand the script, you'll know what's coming, and nothing at all will ever shock you. Back with more after this break.
Berkshire. Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Hi, folks, Ben Ings with The Matrix. I've talked quite a bit in the past about different characters who became famous through their positions in society, and of course the Huxley family is definitely a very interesting family. Julian Huxley, who became the first CEO of UNESCO, the United Nations, basically wrote an awful lot about bringing down the world's population, especially of the ones that they deemed unfit, in other words. So there was too many of, they claimed, too many of the wrong kinds, you see. And it's never changed, eugenics, never ever changed its goal. And it had slowed down a bit from World War II, that it changed a lot during that time, because after what they found out the Nazis were doing, they couldn't very well carry on in the same vein. But they actually did. They changed their names, went underground for a bit, but kept working in the foundations towards the same goal. A system where eventually only the better types, you know, the better types eugenically and with right IQs will be allowed to survive, that kind of thing. And it's very, very much at the top of the tree with all the goals. When you really understand all the different goals coming through the United Nations, you can link that one part together with them all. They all want this perfect society. And they're talking, of course, but the public is being economic units in this big society, this great society, they call it. And ultimately, you'll be paying your carbon taxes and everything else because you're the source, supposedly, of all the problem. They're already penalizing, or talking about penalizing people in Australia if they'd have more than two children. Because, you see, China has set up to be the model for the world with its one child per family policy. But it all ties together. You understand this big web that's out there and that literally encompasses the entire planet and of foundations with all their goals. And as I said at the beginning, they can take 100 years, 200 years, getting their propaganda out and then legitimizing themselves by big grants to universities and getting departments inside universities working for them for sometimes 100 years or more. That's how you change the world. You don't change the world by yelling and screaming at everything that comes along the pike, especially if you don't have the cash to put it into practice that you're opposing or whatever. You've got to have big, big money. And these foundations are tax-free exempt. And of course, the big boys who created them already ran countries because they owned the countries financially, by the way. They were the international bankers. But if you go into what's happening recently, or at least been given propaganda recently, it's to do with euthanasia. And, of course, they started, of course, with abortion. That was the first part. They said this 100 years ago. If we can get abortion approved, then that further weakens man on the tree of life, basically, they called it at that time. Eventually, Julian Huxley said that we can knock man off his pedestal as being the prime, ultimate creature on the planet and reduce him to the level of the animals. Once they train you through a generation or two that's the way it is, you're just another animal, and that's what you're going to get in regular media, even in entertainment. You get that over and over again, those kind of statements. Then they're training you to accept the next part, which is euthanasia of the elderly, and now it's coming in. You see, that the thing is so broke, every country is just so broke, they can't take care of the elderly. Now, these are the same governments that were pushed by the same foundations to make sure that both male and female went out to work. Before that, people took care of their own elderly. You didn't need all these homes, didn't have them. In fact, the homes throughout the USA, especially, were funded by the mafia. They were the first ones to bring in old-age homes. That was the way they laundered their cash through. But, of course, they had ties with some of these foundations as well. So you start at the young, then you go for the elderly, and then you can go down into the middle part, basically. Those who aren't just quite up to snuff, basically, as good citizens, the perfect citizens. But the whole thing is to make you believe that you're unworthy in some form or another. And, of course, the other part, which has been hammering the same foundations under other guises had been existing before the 20th century, they were hammering at the churches to destroy that because that gave man, even the poorest of people, the right to believe that they were higher than the animals and you couldn't treat them as an animal. That's gone out the window today. Society's pretty brutish. We can see that by the recruits now that get into the military who want to go off and kill folk, just like video games. Across the world, they're like this. And we treat each other in kind of nasty ways. That's not really human at all. So many wars went on prior to getting down to euthanasia, and now they're at the stage where they announced it openly in Australia and Britain and the British Commonwealth countries in general at the same time. Not surprising, is it? Because that's the old British Empire, and it's still part of the Commonwealth, whether you like it or not. So it's coordinated, and you have coordinated attacks in the media, and it seems to overwhelm the average Joe who doesn't think too much. That's true, a lot of folk don't think very much at all. And they say, well, I guess it's the right thing because Australia's doing it and Britain's doing it and so-and-so's doing it at the same time. It must be very important. And that's how they go along with things, you see. So here's a little history to the eugenics society and to do with the dying for the elderly. They say it was essential to get us dehumanized by first going into mass abortion and approving that. And then of course, we dehumanize ourselves by allowing that to happen. And because life is cheaper now. Life doesn't have the same sacredness it had before. But here's some of the history. In 1931, Dr. Charles Killick Millard, medical officer of health at Leicester, gave a presidential address to the Society of Medical Officers of Health on voluntary euthanasia. This is 1931. His speech was printed in pamphlets form with an introduction by Sir William Arbuthnot Lane, his name was. Mr. Millard advocated the passing of an Act of Parliament to legalize euthanasia on a voluntary basis for the terminally ill and included the draft of a bill with his paper. But by the way, they also had to go further. First, you get this, the public but they actually wanted to go a lot further because we're all economic units. And you see, we unfortunately take taxpayers' money that the governments really want for other purposes like wars and things, or having big meetings with the 20-course dinners and stuff like that. So they want the money from you that they put on you to treat you in hospital and just euthanize you instead. It's a lot cheaper. And it says here, and included the draft of a bill with this paper. In 1935, the Voluntary Euthanasia Legislation Society was founded in Leicester with C.G. Bond as chairman, Charles Killick Millard as honorary secretary, and Lord Moynihan as president. And in 1936, the first voluntary euthanasia legislation bill was introduced into Parliament in Britain. In 1941, the membership of the society was over 1,000, but the activities of the society were curtailed by the war, World War II. Also, to counteract the bad name given to euthanasia by Hitler's policies, the society found it necessary to issue a statement pointing out that they only advocated euthanasia on a strictly voluntary basis for the already dying. So we kind of backpedaled a wee bit. In 1949, the society petitioned to the United Nations to include the right to voluntary euthanasia in the Declaration of Human Rights. I hope you all know that you're under the Declaration of Human Rights from the United Nations. If you've read it, you should read it. You've got to read it. Anyway, it says society became known as EXIT, but reverted to the Voluntary Euthanasia Society and continued to campaign for the right of individuals to a death with dignity and to propagate this controversial subject. In 2006, society changed its name to Dignity in Dying. And I'll put some of this stuff up tonight for those who want to go through it. And most folk won't go through it because they say, well, you know, I'm still, you know, 30s and whatever, and I'm okay. I'm okay, Jack. So that's how you all think until it's your turn. But when you come down to stage two, and it's already been discussed, well, we can't afford to treat the people the same way we used to treat in hospitals, including the younger folk, you see, because they're putting you all of us, into brackets of age group and importance to society. You're going to get graded into your importance to your community and society versus how much it's going to cost to treat you for whatever's wrong with you. So life has become cheap, and eventually will become like China, very cheap indeed. It's not very well entertained. Most folk won't notice, and they won't miss their friends disappearing around them. Now, you see, you cannot introduce into the hands of government a tool and a power to do with killing people off. Governments are awfully good at getting folk killed, as you know, by all the wars. And they have social policies and different policies on the go, and political policies and agendas. So to hand them this kind of tool to start killing people off is an incredibly, incredibly dangerous thing. They've already slashed National Health Services to the bone because they want everything to be cost-effective, as I say. And for the general population, they really are angry now about the kind of money they have to spend or give back from the taxpayer to treat the taxpayer. They want it all. Mind you, if there's some high chutzpah who gets sick, some lord, whoever, they'll spare no expense to make them better. But not for you. And this is a reality that's come. If you're in the hospitals in Britain and elsewhere, and look at their charts, you'll find who to resuscitate and who not to resuscitate. That's your class and status in society, for those that don't know. But it's all run by big, incredibly big foundations. And, of course, this one here, this Voluntary Euthanasia Society, now Dignity with Dying, as it's called now, is part of the Wellcome Trust. And you've got to go into the history of the Wellcome Trust. And the multi-million, it was £11.4 million they started it off with back in the 1920s. It's now worth trillions of dollars. And they're heavily involved in social policy and medicine across the world. That's how you run the world. You don't vote people in, folks. You put them in if you've got the cash. Back with more after this break.
Berkey Pure. purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
I'm back cutting through the matrix, and I should remember too, before I forget, that the Wellcome Trust, as they call it, that pushes for all this stuff, it's got fingers in every pie to do with medicine and so on in euthanasia. They were a big pharmaceutical company one time, and they merged with Burroughs, I think it was called, and then became part of the GlaxoSmithKline company, and then they dropped out. So they've got big stakes, you see, for everything that they do, and financially too. Another article, too, is about pay TV piracy hits the news. And like everything else in the world, people get off with, pretty well murder, in fact, if you're the right kind of people to get off with it. You have the status and power in society. And we've all heard about Rupert Murdoch and his dealings, but only a little bit, you know, a very little bit of what he was up to, because Murdoch was involved with Israeli intelligence, and with other groups too, to make sure that they got basically a foothold over all communication and media, to lead all media down the thoughts we're supposed to have and get led down, because our thoughts are given to us by the media. Most people believe everything they read. Most people really do. But this article here says there was a TV piracy war going on for pay TV, and it says, a secret unit within Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation promoted a wave of high-tech piracy in Australia that damaged Ulster, Optus and Foxtel at a time when news was moving to take control of the Australian pay TV industry. The piracy cost Australian pay TV companies up to $50 million a year and helped cripple the finances of Austar, which Foxtel is now in the process of acquiring. A four-year investigation by the Australian Financial Review has revealed a global trail of corporate dirty tricks directed against competitors by a secretive group of former policemen and intelligence officers within News Corp known as Operational Security. Their actions devastated News' competitors, and resulting waves of high-tech piracy-assisted news, News and Capital Company, to bid for pay TV business at reduced prices, including DirecTV in the US, Telefui in Italy, and Austar. These targets each had other commercial weaknesses quite apart from piracy. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is still deliberating on final details before approving Foxtel's $1.9 billion takeover bid for Austar, which will cement Foxtel's position as a dominant pay TV provider in Australia, or provider in Australia. News Corp has categorically denied any involvement in promoting piracy and points to a string of court actions by competitors making similar claims, from which it has emerged victorious. In the only case that went to court in 2008, the plaintiff EchoStar was ordered to pay nearly $19 million in legal costs. And it says AFR Editor-in-Chief Michael Sturchbury said, AFR fully stands by Neil Chenoweth's extraordinary report of pay TV piracy involving News Corp's subsidiary NDS. It says anyone who reads Chenoweth's extraordinary report will be struck by the complexity and murkiness of the relationships, actions and motives involved in the NDS story. And the AFR welcomes any further independent investigation of the serious matter he has brought to light. And it says this issue is particularly sensitive because Operational Security, this Murdoch team, which is headed by Rovan Hassack, a former deputy director of the Israeli Domestic Secret Service, Shin Bet, operates in an area which historically has had close supervision by the office of the chairman, Rupert Murdoch. Well, Rupert Murdoch's got many awards from Israel because of his mother and inherited his, and who her mother, his mother is. Security group was initially set up in a News Corp subsidiary, News Datacom Systems, later known as NDS, to battle internal fraud and to target piracy against its own pay TV companies. The documents uncovered by the Financial Review reveal that NDS encouraged and facilitated piracy by hackers, not only of its competitors, but also of companies such as Foxtel, for whom NDS provided pay TV smart cards. The documents show NDS sabotaged business rivals, fabricated legal actions, and obtained telephone records illegally. And it gives you quite an insight into this massive empire that Mr. Murdoch was sent out to create, of course. And it says that emails several claims by BBC Panorama program aired in the UK on March 26th that News sought to derail On Digital, a UK paid TV rival to News' Sky B, that collapsed with losses of more than $1 billion in 2002 after it was hit by massive piracy, which added to its other commercial woes. So it seems that this internet, this group of intelligentsia, you might say, and definitely in intelligence services, were hacking other competitors, news, etc., and put them out of business. But it goes on to talk about covert operations in Australia were directed by the head of operational security for Asia Pacific, Abigail Gutman. At the time, Gutman was based in Taiwan, where her husband, Yuri Gutman, was the Israeli consul before she was promoted to be a group leader based in Jerusalem. Totally interwoven, you see. The Murdoch. So I'll put this up tonight for those who want to wade their way through it. And but it just shows you how, at that level, this is typical intelligence tricks at the top. Because you understand, he who controls your mind controls you. It's quite simple, isn't it? And that's why they make call them media barons. And you have different countries doing out their own ones. And for their own particular designs. Now, the Pacific Rim region is a big, important part of the future strategy for global order, etc., and lots of cash. Then there's just no holds barred at all. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Talking about the power that these media moguls have and their connections and through a lot of things that they dishonor by the misinformation they put out, because they're heavily involved in business and countries' businesses, and sometimes it's ambiguous as to what country they actually serve. But this article here is from 2011, and it goes on to talk about the various things that Murdoch was up to with his media empire. His current revelations focused on Murdoch's news of the world, hacking into the Dower family's voice messages during the kidnapping of the 12-year-old daughter, and so on. But it says, a 2010 exposure of Murdoch's Times of London revealed that it published forged documents. They published forged documents purporting to show that Iran plans to do nuclear experiments for an atomic weapon. And as Collins pointed out, it was Murdoch's drumbeat of misinformation that helped mislead people into believing that Saddam Hussein was involved in a 9/11 attack supporting Bush's invasion of Iraq, though intelligence was unsubstantiated and contradicted or even non-existent, according to the Senate Intelligence Committee. And you understand how these guys can drum up support for anything they want, complete fictions if they want, and they do it. And they work again with people like Tony Blair and things like that. We've also got his instructions from other people, but not from the people of Britain. But anyway, he said, well, what's not yet been covered as the media circus Murdoch's London Times created internationally as it fabricated lies against the respective British doctors. read, and that's one of the Murdoch group, callous, unethical, and dishonest, Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Measles, mumps, rubella scare Dr. Andrew Wakefield makes a fortune in the U.S. All nonsense. Andrew Wakefield and MMR, the investigation by Brian Deere, and again, London Times, MMR, Dr. Andrew Wakefield abused his position of trust. Now, says Andrew Wakefield was a respected British gastroenterologist who began research into digestive problems in autism or autistic children in collaboration with other doctors in the UK after being called by parents to see, who sought help. His work indicated severe digestive issues, and he asked for more investigation of the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Brian Deere is the reporter who savaged Dr. Wakefield from the pages of the Sunday Times, a paper managed by Rupert Murdoch's son, James Murdoch, who is on the board of, guess who, GlaxoSmithKline, which makes the MMR vaccine. Deere researched his case with the help of Medical Legal Investigations, a private inquiry company whose only source of funding is the Association of the British Pharmaceutical Industry. Deere was both a journalist writing on Wakefield and the person who brought the case of fitness to practice medicine to the General Medical Council and then wrote about the proceedings as well. Parents of these children were treated by Wakefield, of children who were treated by, but were denied the right to be heard before a real court on claims against the vaccine manufacturers. The High Court judge who denied them was Sir Nigel Davis, the High Court judge, right, that's who got appointed to try this, whose brother is on as an executive board member of Elsevier, publishers of The Lancet, the medical journal, which removed Wakefield's 1990 paper on the subject, and is also on the board of GlaxoSmithKline. See, everything gets rigged in society. Everything gets rigged. Absolutely everything. With the London Times giving Brian Deere free rein to attack Wakefield, media closed in like sharks. Coincidentally, the head of Reuters, by the way, the head of Reuters, where you get most of your news from, they set the pace for the world's news because it's owned by Rothschild. What they want you to believe is going to be what you will believe. So the head of Reuters serves on the board of Merck and as well, and Miriam Stoppard, who writes at the Daily Mirror newspaper, is married to Sir Christopher Hogg, who was chairman of GlaxoSmithKline in 2004. Dr. Kumar, the chairman of the GMC Fitness to Practice panel, who ruled against Dr. Andrew Wakefield, would not answer questions about his shareholdings in GlaxoSmithKline and said there was no such thing as vaccine damage, and that any parents who claimed that their children had suffered such would be treated with scorn and contempt. So Wakefield lost his license to practice and then left the UK. What had he done that Murdoch's machine went into action, creating fictions around him, getting his work pulled from The Lancet and getting him brought before the GMC to ultimately lose his license? Wakefield suggested that until further studies, the measles vaccine should be given as a separate vaccine rather than in combination as the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella. He did not suggest that children not take a measles vaccine, only that there be caution until the MMR was investigated further. This reasonable suggestion was met immediately by the single measles vaccines being taken off the market. Wakefield's work with Professor Walker Smith and Professor Simon Murch had touched a nerve, and a financial nerve at that. The pharmaceutical industry, an industry that makes six times more than any industry in Wall Street, is heavily invested in vaccines. In the U.S., the companies do not have to prove efficacy to get FDA approval. They don't have to prove it works at all. And it's moving on every front to have their product mandated. Well, anyway, I think in recent months or whatever, Wakefield's got more power back. I don't know if he was reinstated, but he was right. And subsequent tests have been done. They have found these synthetic viruses that they put in these shots in the brains of dead children post-mortem, and they've also found them in the guts and intestines of them as well. So you would not believe the real world that you live in. You really wouldn't. Mind you, all I've said here will go out your head as soon as you watch Oprah or something comes on with a white coat and talks in a nice predetermined way and rehearsed way about the next thing that's coming down the pike in medicine. You'll just go back in your la-la land and you're conditioned that way, you see, already. So, pretty tough. Now, International Women's Day. Says women reclaim their stewardship of life, reject GMOs and GMO vaccines. This is by Sylvia Gonzalez and Esther Rhodes. It says, women and children's bodies are the very source of the world's future, yet women and children's bodies are the heart of the corporate assault. This is the reality women face on this year's International Women's Day. During World War II, IG Farben, the pharmaceutical and chemical giant of the day, experimented on women prisoners at Auschwitz, attempting to develop a vaccine that could covertly sterilize people at routine doctor's appointments. It says, is this a women's issue? And it says today that the University of Georgia Research Foundation, another foundation, the University of Georgia Research Foundation, controlled by pharma, holds a patent entitled a fertility-impairing vaccine. It's the same one as the Germans use. The patent refers to polysorbate 80 as a preferred ingredient. It says polysorbate 80 is the H1N1 vaccine which people avoided because it was untested. The CDC put pregnant women first in line for the vaccine, a vaccine containing 250 times more mercury than EPA deems safe. A vaccine to allegedly protect against the pandemic, but the CDC invented the pandemic with data, which is as much as 98% false. Now it will not publish the real data it holds, showing that thousands of women aborted immediately, over 1,000 women aborted immediately after taking the H1N1 vaccine, often far into normal pregnancies. The H1N1 is now hidden inside the flu vaccine. Henry Kissinger, responsible for the murder of Salvador Allende and the subsequent Chilean coup for slaughtering Cambodia, a man considered an international war criminal, wants a 50% reduction in the world's population. He wrote a report to the U.S. government recommending using vaccines to covertly sterilize populations. Are you still following the thread here? And it says, Ted Turner had wanted a 95% reduction in world population, but generously altered that to only 70%. Getting rid of billions by preventing their birth. Women do not need more than to see that the pharma patient or patent and know that its preferred ingredients is in the flu vaccine, and every single one of these mandated vaccines for children to have certainty that pharma now threatens the fertility of human beings with vaccines. Long series of mandated vaccines for children means they face an entire childhood and adolescence being hit again and again with a sought-after sterilizing agent. And I'll put this link up tonight for those who want, because it's longer, it's much, much longer, it's quite long, in fact, but you should read all through it, because, and it's not for those who believe in la-la land of the television, where they're all happy and everything. This is for people who are really serious, who've broken out already of at least some level of the Matrix, and they realize what's really, really going on. And it's the same with men, too, that they're pretty well sterile, but before they're 30. In their early 20s, now they're finding them sterile. And what they do produce sperm-wise is dysfunctional. It can't find a target. The sperm itself, each spermatozoon is malformed. And this should be a medical emergency, but nobody is calling it that. Why are they not calling it that? Because, you see, it was planned that way. You're meant to go infertile because what's been done with you when you were young. And in Australia, they're getting the police, of course, to push this one in Australia, but they're talking about a national DNA database. So the police want it, you see. And I guess that's all you need in Australia. Maybe the police did around it and they get what they want. I don't know. I'll put that link up too. And another link I'll put up too, it's quite a good one actually, because the smart meters they're putting up in Australia have been going on fire and burning houses down. And there's actually a video of one going, and my God, it's really going too. It's really going good guns. Now, this big push for sustainability, and this is the time that we're going to see lots, and I've said this a few months ago, you'll see lots and lots of articles come out now, and probably one a day, at least one a day, to do with sustainability in one form or another. They come to different names for it all to confuse you, but it's a real assault on your mind to get you ready for Rio Plus 20, which is the Earth Summit, of course, for sustainability, that includes depopulation as well, and all that kind of stuff. But it's also to do with starting with corporations putting on carbon taxes and that kind of thing, or cutting the power, getting fined. To get you used to that, that will carry on for a couple of years. Once you're all used to it, then you get personal taxes on what you produce per day. That's the real intention of it. train like animals, step by step, you see. And I put an article up. It says, the Obama administration proposed on Tuesday the first rules to cut carbon dioxide emissions from U.S. power plants, a move hotly contested by Republicans and industry in an election year. So it would effectively stop the building of most new coal-fired plants in an industry that's moving rapidly to more natural gas. But the rules will not regulate existing power plants, the source of one-third of U.S. emissions, and will not apply to any plants that start construction over the next 12 months. As is the watering down of the proposal led some ardent environmentalists. It's almost like it's a religious group, isn't it? What's an environmentalist? Is it like a hobby or something, or a fanaticism? What is it? You know? Are you a flat earther? Or I mean, an environmentalist, like no one else cares about the environment. You see? They're holier than thou, you understand? They raise themselves up to be holier than thou. They're the guardians of the world. Well, who is self-appointed guardians? I don't think so. They're all well-funded groups, non-governmental organizations paid big bucks by the foundations that run the planet. And they get massive pension plans and everything. These aren't tin cup collectors on their door-to-door for a charity. This is how the world is shaped, the army of NGOs. But the power company that has taken steps to cut emissions praised the rules. Anyway, that's what they're saying. Is it now they're going to clean up the air and all that kind of stuff, and yada, 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 just to get you all used to it. Most stuff, you understand, is just a part of the way towards the big, big agenda, and they dish it out in bits and pieces to you. And this little article is quite funny here, too. It's funny, but probably true, because it says a part of the fortune of the Queen of England comes from drug trafficking. And there's two versions of this. One was about Yahoo as a counter to try to make it all a fun, happy, happy, nonsensical thing and a conspiracy theory. And then there's this article here. It says it was by Jacques Chaminade, the candidate for the 2012 French presidential election. It says Britain's financial regulator has fined the British Queen's Bank for money laundering failures, as a French presidential candidate has said. Part of the Queen's fortune comes from drug trafficking. But it's true, the British financial regulator has fined the British Queen's personal bank for money laundering failures. And as this presidential candidate is running at the same time, he mentioned that a lot of her fortune comes from drug trafficking. The Financial Services Authority, the FSA, has fined the British Queen's bank, Coutts Bank, used to be with Barings, until that got into some bother with false accounting too and false shares and things. So Coutts Bank, £8.75 million for failing. That's what they were fined. Can you imagine the kind of money that goes through it? For failing to carry out correct checks on politically exposed persons and preventing money laundering. So they were doing both, you see, like most banks. The failings at Coutts was serious, systemic, and were allowed to persist for almost 3 years. They resulted in the unacceptable risk of Coutts handling the proceeds of crime. They faced a statement posted on its website. News comes less than a week after a fringe candidate for April's French presidential election said the British Queen owed her fortune to drug money laundered by, he said, Jewish bankers in the city, actually. Said. And it says here, on 21st of March, Jacques Chaminade, an independent presidential candidate running for the French election, said a part of it comes from drug trafficking. Says, no, not any property. There are several other sources, but it's a series of trafficking in which, yes, there's trafficking drugs. Well, there's always been trafficking drugs. If you read George Orwell or Blair, his real name was Blair, he came from a family of bureaucrats that served the Queen. And something like Obama said in his speech lately, too, he served the Queen, a faithful loyal servant. But anyway, you find that Orwell's dad was the chief opium overseer, basically. Overseas for the opium crops in Burma at that time, and in different countries. And he admits that in his book. But even before he wrote his book, I think it was in 19, maybe 29, I can't remember. I remember reading it years ago. But I think it was an MP called Thompson stood up about 1929 in Parliament in Britain, because he got wind that the British opium company was still going. They thought it was all dismantled in the previous century. But apparently it was still a crown corporation, and it was only members of the royal family. family and their cousins who had shares in this this massive organization. And nobody knew at that time that the British Army were still guarding all these. This is what we're doing today in Afghanistan, where the, our armies are all guarding the poppy fields. Same thing goes on. But anyway, he, it came out then that, yeah, Britain still had, or the Crown still had their own poppy fields and so on. So nothing's really changed. It's just that we've been warped to think everything's... we've been warped. You see, the war power brings me to think everything's on the up and up nowadays, isn't it? How much do you know about the Queen or her income? Nobody knows really anything about it, even what's declared, because she's got holdings all across the whole planet. She doesn't have to declare it. Like Rothschilds and central bankers don't have to declare it back, but more after this break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi. Heading through the Matrix, and we'll go to Daniel from the UK, if he's still hanging on there.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, Alan. I just wanted to ask you one thing. Well, it was a few things, but just one question. I downloaded this self-defense manual. It was a military self-defense manual.
Yeah.
Off the internet. I was looking at it, and there's a it's a bit gruesome. There's a section here on how to remove a sentry. It teaches you all this pretty gruesome stuff, killing this. But there's a reference here to a sixth sense. And if you let me read a few lines, maybe you could answer my question as to what it's about. Is that right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it says, when approaching the sentry, the soldier synchronizes his steps and movement with the enemy's, masking any sounds. He also uses background noises to mask his sounds. He can even follow the sentry through locked doors this way. He is always ready to strike immediately if he is discovered. He focuses his attention on the sentry's head, since that is where the sentry generates all of his movement and attention. However, it is important not to stare at the enemy, because he may sense the stalker's presence through a sixth sense. He focuses on the sentry's movements with his peripheral vision. End quote. Now, if I had read this in anything else, I might have dismissed it, but this is an official military manual, and there's a reference here to a sixth sense. Now, do you know what that is?
Well, we all have it, basically, just to do with each other, that is. When someone's staring at you, it's not so much staring, they're concentrating on you. It's a concentration you pick up on. And that's why they're told to try and see a target through the peripheral vision, so that you're just on them, but to the side of them, technically. But I know in the military they do teach these techniques, and it's got to be done very quickly, too, very quickly before they pick up on the fact that there's someone either stalking them or catching on at someone behind them or wherever. So there's a definitely a sixth sense. We sense it. But there's other factors come into it, too. Surprising, it's a bit background noise there, surprising how the little sounds a human being makes that are almost imperceptible. When you're in a heightened state of alert, you will pick up on them, even your feet on blades of grass, you know, even if you're walking fairly softly, you pick up so many different things. They also refer to that as a sixth sense, especially the hyperacuity of your hearing, etc. Or you might even hear the person breathing, you know. Yeah.
So, I mean, with regards to a sixth sense, do you think there is something like, sometimes you think when animals can almost sense when a hunter's trying to kill them, that sort of thing, you know? I don't know what it is, but there's something there that, I don't know, there's something else going on. That's what I'm trying
to say. You'll find it even with cattle, before they're going to be taken off the next day for slaughter, the cattle will moo all night, will make one heck of a din. And why it happens, I don't know, but they all seem to sense what's going on. Maybe it's the change in behavior of the farmers around them. They're picking up on something, and they just know they make them very uneasy. But there is a sixth sense, unfortunately, I think, is missing today in a lot of people, because we're trained. You wouldn't believe on how many levels we are trained not to listen to ourselves, not to listen to our abstract thinking and let it go to where it wants to go. We're trained into thinking in very narrow corridors. And that's the intention of control as well, of course, is to do away with that ability to sense something coming up, something to your detriment that you should be aware of. We're tricked in so many ways. Simply going to a doctor or lining up for the flu shot, you know, you sense that there's something wrong here, especially when they can't tell you if it even works. And never mind what's in it. But the training you get overcomes your common sense or your sixth sense as well. So you're quite right. There's a sixth sense. We should use it more. When you suspect something, go with your suspicion. That's what you should be doing. But thanks for calling from Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada. It's good night to me, your God or your God's goal with you.
The next